Welcome back to Through the Looking Glass. This week I have a special guest with me. Her name is Kathy Mao. She's a empowerment coach, and she has a really cool podcast, a fellow self-improvement podcaster. So I'm very happy to have her on. Thank you so much for joining. Introduce yourself, like tell us about your career and your podcast.
Awesome. Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so honored to be here and just so excited to meet like-minded people. So I am Kathy and I'm a certified health and life coach. I empower people to live the bliss soft life. That's a concept that came about with going through like tapping into my spirituality and my higher self like came to me with this idea or this concept, which is crazy. I guess we could talk about it a little more in depth later, but
We're definitely going to talk about it later.
So I have my own podcast as well, Ignite Your Power. It's just kind of like talking about the bliss of life and really understanding yourself through self-love, self-care, and self-improvement and through mindset and manifestation. So this is what I teach people, and I'm here.
Yeah, amazing. I find your podcast so interesting and the way you're so conversational and open, and I'm sure you
Oh,
translate
thank
that to your coaching as well. So that's really cool that you do both. You're kind of taking self-improvement to the online
you.
world, but also one-on-one. I'll definitely include a link to your podcast in the description if anyone wants to find you. First question is related to your podcasting. So just tell me about how you got started. Like, what was the journey? What inspired it?
So my journey, if you didn't know me, like as a kid, I'm an ESL kid. So my parents came here as immigrants. So I spoke Mandarin Chinese growing up. And I grew up in a very white town and we're like one of the only Asian people in town. So I had no confidence in me. I was one of the most insecure kids. And growing up, having that upraising, I was already super quiet, never spoke up. And then I went through my infertility phase in 2019 for 2 years, and that was kind of what got me into wanting to help other people. So I felt alone. I found out that endometriosis caused my infertility, and that was another, chronic illness that I wish I knew about earlier, that I could kind of like empower myself and to learn more about myself. And that was when, in my 30s, that was when I was actually understanding myself. And I was like, what? This is wild. Like, how am I not in tune with myself? How am I not understanding how my body works? Like, I'm not speaking up. I'm just not who I am. And I was just so not happy. I was depressed. And then, so it led me into having this podcast, into trying to help other people. And I just found a community of women who are going through a lot of this stuff too, like infertility and endometriosis. And I'm like, whoa, And so that's how my podcast came about.
Yeah, that's really cool that you had the courage to share your experience because I'm sure so many people felt so seen. And I think when you go through infertility issues, you probably feel like you're the only one. So I'm sure it was really helpful to be part of a community like that. And look at you now, it's like grown so much.
I know.
And you're talking
Oh.
about broader topics. So that's,
Yeah.
you always like start with something that seems maybe like a little bit more of your personal experience, and you're just kind of
Yeah.
playing around with, let me just put it out there. And then you never know where it goes. And
Yeah.
did that inspire your coaching as well, or were you coaching before that?
Yes. No, yeah, and inspired my coaching as well. So, I've always wanted to help other people, and I've always been empathic and always wanting to help others. Like, all my friends and family come to me for advice all the time, and I just didn't know that I could make it as a career. So, someone, I don't know, somehow coaching came about, and I was like, oh my God, this is a thing for me. I would love it. So just like trying to help other people go through what I've already done and researched and spent so much time overcoming and like making it easier for somebody, that like makes me happy,
Yeah, no, that's amazing that you find joy in helping other people.
Aww.
And I think that like the world has changed so much with like traditional jobs
Yeah.
that, when we were in
Yes.
school, the concept of a coach, like a personal
Yeah.
coach, it was
Yeah.
non-existent. So you didn't
Yeah.
really, you didn't have that chance to aspire to be one, so
Yeah,
I
exactly.
think like our
Yeah.
generation is figuring it out as we go, and there's so many new career paths. And even what you said about like
Yeah.
being the advice friend, I can relate to that because I've always kind of had
Yeah.
that as
Yeah.
well, where I was maybe like a little bit more mature for my age. So I kind of turned out to
Yeah.
be the advice friend as well. And
Yeah.
now sometimes I forget that, like, when you figure something out and you're like, okay, I understand, like, how to be just being like, a little bit more self-aware. And you kind of, once you
Yeah.
check it off of your growth, you forget that maybe people around you are maybe not quite there, and maybe they would find it
Yeah.
beneficial to hear from you. And that's part of what I'm doing this year with my solo episodes. So I switch between guest and solo episodes, and the solo episodes I just talk about
Awesome.
different topics that
Yeah.
I find interesting, that I've kind of gone through my own process. Like my recent one was with confidence, and it feels like
Love it.
something that I've kind of like figured out for myself, but I'm sure, I hope that people relate to it because they're still figuring it out, and I'm happy to share
Yeah.
and put it out there. So I think that's the coolest part about podcasting, and I'm sure you can
Yeah.
relate as well because you've been doing this longer than I have.
Oh, yeah, it's so true. Like, right now I don't have any guests on my podcast, which I'm gonna have you come on as like
Yes,
one of my
yay.
first
Stay tuned.
guests. It's gonna be yes, so it's gonna be exciting. But yeah, at first it's nerve-wracking, right? It's like doing something new that you're not used to. But then now, like once I'm on the mic, I'm like, oh man, I just can't stop talking. No wonder I was made for this, you know? But like it's kind of nerve-wracking at first to do solo episodes because you're like, what am I going to talk about? But really, it's like, man, we're so passionate about a topic, you could just talk about it forever. And so I think that's what's beautiful about both of us is that we both want to help others. We just want to help other people. And we're just trying to spread our knowledge to just inform others. And, if we can help in any other way or just a little bit, it'll just make us happy. I think it's just the empaths in us.
Thing that I so I want to talk a little bit more about the specific thing that you've talked about in your podcast.
Yeah.
So you call
Yeah.
it the bliss soft life, and it's just this like
Yes.
interesting term that
Yeah.
you've coined. So I want to know more about it for people who don't know what that means. Like, what does it mean? How did you come
Yeah.
up with it?
Yes. I love talking about this. So thank you for asking this
Of
question.
course.
So it's the BS life, the bliss soft life. It's not the, regular BS that you think of. It's the exact opposite. It's like the pun, which is so funny. So think about bliss and soft, right? Both of those terms are like very calming, content. Like, so when you're living this life, it's like when you're in your full power, like you know that you're this amazing soul being that, everything in your life should actually be easier than what you really think. And most of it is through our mindset, right? We always think that everything's supposed to be hard to get what you want in life, but it doesn't actually have to be that way. If you really know how confident and how, like, I guess the universe really works, if you're into, like, you have to kind of be spiritual in this way where you believe in God or spirituality, etc. And when you tap into that power, you just know that you're this amazing being and you just trust that everything's working out for yourself and for your life, I guess. So it doesn't have to be hard. And when you're in this state of like your own power, you just feel bliss, you feel content, you just feel happy. And it just all goes and stems from your self-worth and self-love.
Yeah, I love the
So yeah,
explanation.
that's a long time.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And I love that it ties into the name of your podcast as well, Ignite Your Power. So it really
Yeah.
ties everything
Awesome.
together.
Thank you.
I don't know if you had like
Yeah.
planned that or if it just
Yeah.
kind of happened to just all
No.
connect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yes. Isn't it crazy? It just all connected. And it's because I always feel like, there's always a reason for something and I just don't know it yet until you go through and you figure it out and you're like, oh my gosh. And this is how the concept came about was just like being more spiritual, like more meditative, and just trying to connect to more of like the spiritual side of me. And growing up, I'm not a spiritual person at all. Like, I did not even learn about this. So my infertility stage got me into spirituality and just trusting, giving me hope that I'll be a mom one day, which it did happen for me. So that's when it confirmed for me, like, oh, wow, I am onto something. So I kind of like went a little crazy on that. But anyways, I was just having coffee one day, and I've been listening to like motivational speeches, podcasts, etc., just like bettering myself spiritually. And then just out of nowhere, this concept came to me, and I was like, what? Like, it just was like the bliss soft life, like the BS life. And I was like, wait, what? And like in my head, it just popped up, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, I must be crazy, but I feel like it's like my higher self telling me, like, this is what my life purpose is here to do. And then I already made my podcast like name long before. Like, I just want to teach people how to be powerful and just, you know, have confidence in themselves. And then, yeah, everything tied in. So thanks for noticing that. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, totally. I feel like I'm not quite at your level of like being spiritual, but when it comes, and I'm like thinking back, and I'm realizing that with my podcast name as well, it just kind of came to me. But I mean, I kind of like Loki stole it from, inspired by the name of a book. But I remember it was like beginning of last year, and I, sort of had the idea of like, hey, I kind of want to do a podcast. Like, I think that might be, something that I want to pursue. But it just felt like such a daunting thing, and like, oh, it's going to take me a long time to get started, and like all of that. And I was like, okay, like I guess I'll get started, once I can think of a name. And that was kind of like the goal that I set in my mind. And literally, it was like days later, like within like that week, the name came to me that okay, I should call it Through the Looking Glass. And then it just like was, I felt like a sign that okay, like you are procrastinating because you don't have a name. And it's like, there you go. And I feel like sometimes I've like doubted the name. I was like, oh, it's kind of long. Like, is it the right one? Is it the right feel? But eventually, once I went through my experimentation phase and did different types of interviews, I kind of landed on self-improvement is what I want to focus on. It kind of suits me the most. And then I feel like now the name kind of just, it works, it ties it together. Like, so I don't know. Like, I just feel like you said, that you sometimes when you're going through it, you certainly don't know what the purpose or intention is. But eventually, it makes sense, or you're like, okay, I guess I had to go through that to learn something, and that's, part of life. And sometimes we just kind of have to go with the flow a little bit and just try to be present.
That's another piece of like, when you're so in tune with yourself and like spirituality, like you just understand that everything actually is in your higher good. Like when you have that mindset, things feel easier, like instead of feeling like you're victimized or like everything's against you, because I've been depressed. That's what I had. I had that mindset for like 2 years. And then when I'm actually, train my brain to think differently, like, okay, actually, there's a reason for this. It gives you hope. It gives you inspiration. It helps you move forward. And it's just like, it helps you live in the moment. I think, like, you know how everybody always says, like, live in the present moment. And I never understood that because I always, we always, our logical mind always looks for what's going to happen in the future. Or then, like, oh my God, this happened to me in the past. Like, and that's why you're scared. But it's like, how do you actually live in the moment? And it's like just being so confident and happy with your life day to day, and it's sounds so cliche, but it really is. Like when all these thought leaders or all these like spiritual leaders say, like, just be in the present moment, like there is something to it.
No, totally. I mean, things are a cliche because they're true, so sometimes I feel like we kind of lose sight of that. But you're totally right. When I was younger, or like, in university and stuff, I'm sure there were times where I felt like, or even after that, young 20s, where why am I going through this? Or like, why am I the person who, is going through bad breakups, or, whatever, like certain things are not working out. And I think when you're in it, like, it just, if you are in the mindset of, like you said, the victim mindset, and you are just, like sinking into the feeling of just being really down on yourself and feeling like everything is against you, then it's only going to reflect back in real life because you are going to get the energy that you're putting out. So I think that's where when you become detached and you believe that, everything is, like you said, in your greater interest, and you just take the challenges as you go, and you try to be humble, and you're putting your best foot forward. And when you do have those challenges, you just tell yourself, okay, I'm meant to have this challenge. I'm gonna, figure it out and have that faith in yourself. That's when you're putting out like a higher level of energy. And then, before you know it, like you're gonna start getting the things that you actually want.
Oh my gosh, I love how you just talked about energy. Ah, it's so true. It's like, how did you realize, like, if you vibe at a higher vibration or energy, like, how did you start learning about that? I love this topic.
I know, that's a great question. I'm not sure if I had like, an exact moment where that, kind of flipped for me. But I think at one point I had to really realize that it's not personal, like, and if something is not going my way from a young age, sort of had this like, glass half full mentality, where I would start looking at like the optimistic things, and like I was that kid, like I was just kind of happy in life in general, and I would think about like other people's perspective. So I think I had that in me, but as I was getting older and like, just living the adult life and like going through things, you get caught up in like so many things, and then you realize that sometimes there's like people who are maybe not quite as like matured as you are, and you see like their reactions, and then you realize, wait, like am I thinking that too, where I'm like down on myself, but then you kind of like putting you becoming like the third person in your own life and assessing yourself and being like, okay, what am I doing wrong, and instead of just blaming the world for everything else and thinking about like, okay, this, bad experience happened, let's just say it's with like work or whatever, okay, what did I do wrong in this situation? It's so easy to be like, oh, I'm not in the wrong, like I'm always right, like it's so easy to think that, and that's kind of like the easier path. But when you start thinking about what is like harder to do, I would say, is assessing like, okay, what are my own toxic traits, like what are things that I'm thinking like internally that's maybe bringing down my own ability to succeed. And I think that like slowly kind of brings you to just getting into like a higher vibration in general. So I think it's baby steps for sure. But so there's no like magic formula that either of us can share, right? Like you have to go through your own process. But I think the steps are really realizing that it's not about you, and you want to think about other people's perspective, and you want to think about what you're putting out. And if you are thinking good things, and you are thinking that, I'm capable, and I'm going to keep trying, and even if it's not working out for me right now, and just like all these like cliche things that we always see about, hard work and resilience, it's so true. And I think you have to believe that you're capable of something before other people are going to believe in it. And if you're waiting for other people to tell you that you are capable, other people are never going to tell you that. So I think that's a big part that I've realized in the past couple of years that's really helped me to just go for things instead of worrying about external validation. And I think that's a huge thing for a lot of people, especially in their 20s and 30s. But I want to tie it back to the soft bliss life. So I know it kind of like revolves around like the same concepts. What steps do you think that people can take? Like I'm sure, some listeners might be thinking, this all sounds great, like that's who I want to be, but I have no idea how to get there.
So it literally starts with being aware. So first thing is, like, where are you unhappy about life? Like, just to understand and get to know yourself. And that's the thing, is a lot of us don't even know what we like, what really makes us happy. And we're so out of tune with ourselves because we are, as a community, we're taught to, like, follow the crowd, follow everybody else, like, be like, the celebrities. But it's like, is that really you, or you're just trying to fit in, right? So it's like taking your own power, being aware of, like, yourself, And then doing some self-love, self-care things. And a lot of us don't do this. And these two things are actually separate things. Like when I ask people, I'm like, what do you do for self-love? And they're like, oh, they list self-care things, meaning, let me tell you an example, like, oh, I work out, I like take baths. I'm like, those are self-care things. Self-love is actually loving yourself emotionally, like how you love somebody else, right? And a lot of us don't even know how to do that. Like, you know, it's weird. I started giving myself hugs.
Oh, that's so
Never done
cute.
that before.
Yeah.
I go
So,
like this to myself and I'm like, I love you, Kathy. And I say
Aw.
powerful affirmations. And you
Right.
start feeling the vibe of like, you feel a vibration or a tingling sensation or something. Like you're supposed to have these really good positive energy vibrations. You know you're doing something right. And it just takes those little simple things to just start living a blissful life. And when you feel this good energy, you're gonna want more and more and more, and you're gonna look more and more into it, right? Because that's how we're, you know, we're meant to live.
Yeah, that's a really great point about finding, things that is maybe bringing out like your best abilities. And I think as a society, we do fail at doing that a little bit. I actually saw this like stat recently. I'm an engineer, so it kind of caught my eye that only like 25% of people who have like STEM degrees actually have a job in like a traditional STEM role. I thought that was very interesting because I feel like when, I was growing up and like go become an engineer was kind of like pushed a lot. So it kind of made me think about like so many of my friends who started off as engineers, they're all doing different things now. And it would have been like so much easier as a society if from the get-go, if people weren't, pushed to go become a lawyer or engineer, doctor, and just kind of pushing people into like the traditional
Exactly.
paths and maybe figuring out. I'm sure there's like people who would be great for those paths, but at the same time, maybe it's not fit
Exactly.
for like everybody, and maybe putting more emphasis on finding things that you have an ability in and then bringing that up through your career path and helping people, go through like the right path earlier on would make a huge difference, especially with like education being so expensive because some people go back to grad school because they're trying to change career paths and things like that. So I think as a society we can definitely do better.
Exactly. I feel that too, because I'm in a traditional role too. I'm like, I'm a patent paralegal, so it's like, you're in the traditional careers, but I feel like, I feel that like we're getting more awakened, we're being more aware as a society where, our generation is having our kids be less like us, which is great, where, we want them to be more creative, we let them like, be more powerful and be more them, which is beautiful to see. This is what I'm teaching my daughter too, or I'm trying to teach her this, but
She's very lucky.
like I just, thank you. And I just want, like if we just grew up following our passions and having, parents who allow us to be artistic or to speak our truth, like we would have been on these podcasts a long time ago, like instead of like later on in our life, or questioning ourselves, right? And a lot of us do question ourselves because it's the lack of confidence. It's because what we grew up, with, like being silent, like, me being an ESL kid, being different, like you're scared to be different. That's what we're taught. Like, oh, if you're different, that means it's bad. It's like, actually, now when you're older, you're like, oh, I love being different. Like, I want to be my in own individual. Like, we're all like, now I'm 35. I'm like, I love being my own person. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm a twin. And it's, I've always had somebody next to me. We've done everything together. Like, seriously, since up to college, like, we even went to UCLA together. It was hard to find my own identity, but now I'm like, oh, we're two individual people. Like, it's beautiful. It's nice to like, and it's even harder when you're a twin, right? To disconnect and
Oh,
try to be
totally.
different because everybody's like, oh, you're a twin, you guys are two people, blah, 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 And I'm like, no, we're trying to be individuals, no.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine. I have a sister who's we're very close in age. We're only a year apart in school. So I think we got that a lot too. I mean, I can't it's like not the same thing as being a twin, of course, but people will like think that we look alike and stuff like that. So we've gotten that before. So that's definitely like an added pressure to like live up to your
Yes.
sibling or like when people expect you to be
Yeah.
similar. Another
Yes.
thing that like stands out to me when you were talking about, a society tends to want you to just be one of the many, and like fitting in is encouraged in
Yes.
many ways. And when you're talking about ESL, it brings back memories of like, me being a child of an immigrant, middle school and like elementary school. I remember I would like come home and like not want to take like Indian food for lunches, and it was all from
Oh
like,
my
I don't know
God.
if you like had that experience where as like Asian kids, like we don't want to bring, like even though we loved our mom's cooking, we don't want to bring it to school because we wanted to fit in and be part of like the lunch crew and stuff, which is, like such a like sad thing for like a little kid to go through, but it was all about like fitting in. But I think now that I'm older, like I don't give a fuck. Like I will like, carry like our traditions on my shoulders and like be like open and like be comfortable in it. But I used to feel uncomfortable in it.
Same. Now I'm proud to be like Chinese. And then looking back, I'm like, dude, like everybody like loves these type of foods now, but back then it was not known. Like it's like, oh, you want the fruit roll up and like all this, all this. Like, not to hate on it, but it's like more processed foods versus like these nat like home cooked with love type of food. And it's like, actually, that's the thing that everybody wants now, or most kids have that now, like luckily. But yeah, I totally get it. And you're just like, oh, my food's always more like smellier, like it's more fragrant than like other people. So you're trying to like throw it away or like hide it. And it's like, and then you see other kids like switching lunches, and you're like, I wish I could do that, but they don't know what my food is. So how do I like trade? Like you feel not part of the community. Like, that's the thing. And I just wish as a our generation that we got more love for being different and like
No,
that would have been
totally.
nice.
No, 100%. I think that like people or like the kids who are in school now are maybe more exposed to just other cultures in general. So I hope that like they're nicer to each other in that way. But we definitely didn't have that when, I think both of us were growing up. Like for myself, like there was probably only like maybe one other Indian family in our school. So we were definitely the minority. I don't know, like growing up in California, if you had a different experience.
It was the same thing, minority. We lived in like a very white suburban town, so we were I was one of the only other Asian family. I think there was another, like maybe one other. But like we were trying to fit in and not be different. So it was hard.
Totally,
But
totally.
now, but like I said, like now you see it, like your our upbringings has taught us to overcome that. And then like look at us both now, like being on our own podcast and then like meeting each other, which is so beautiful, right?
Yeah,
Isn't life
definitely.
beautiful?
No, totally. I think like now I think we both probably feel so much more comfortable in our own skin, and we're happy to share, all the parts that maybe we had gone through when we were younger, where, we were hiding away. And but the thing is, like, that's what makes us special. The heritage that we do have and those experiences, that definitely has shaped us so much. So I think that could be like a great thing that we share with the world, that, it's completely okay to be your own individual person, and it's like okay to be different. And I think now being different is and being embraced a lot more, so that's always great to see.
And I love it. I love how like this is what I'm saying. Like we're more aware now, and I feel like our generation's more aware of like how special we are. And this is like what we're both teaching. And self, like when you love yourself, that's when you can broadcast this nice high vibrational energy to other people, because they when they you're setting an example when you When people see you, they're like, "Oh, I
Yeah.
love your vibe." You know, like when
Yeah.
I met you, I was like, "Oh, I
Yeah.
love your vibe. We
Yeah, me
mesh.
too.
Like, you know, we're on the same,
Yeah.
we're like on the same vibration, like same energy." And like, you know, people see that and then they're gonna like be attracted more to that and then be
Yeah.
like, "Oh, how can I do that? Like, how did, you
Yeah.
know?" And then it's like, you know, we're humans too. Like, we've overcame lots of things. And like, if we could do it, then that means you can do it too, you know?
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that's
Totally
what I
true.
love about us, you know,
Yeah.
that we can
Yeah.
do that and set that for other people.
No, totally. It inspires my next question a little bit. So in your
Yeah.
podcast, you talk about the connection between mind and body. Can you
Yes.
maybe talk a little bit about how you can get into a positive mindset?
Yes, a positive mindset is, I know it can be hard, and again, it's like another cliche, like, oh, how can you be so positive all the time? Obviously,
Yeah.
you're not going to be positive 100% of the time, but what you can do for yourself is literally just be grateful for what you have. So, what I always teach my clients is to
Yeah.
practice gratitude every single day. It's just so
Yeah.
easy. And we're always in the lack mindset of what we do not have, but we never appreciate what we do have. So every time I would tell them if they're down or depressed or, you know, sad, I would
Yeah.
say, please practice this for at least the next week.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning and be grateful for three things. Just list three things. And before you go to bed, say three things you are grateful for.
Yeah.
And yes, this is such a simple thing and you don't think it's going to shift your mind, but trust me, when you do this often, it's just
Yeah.
like any muscle in your brain, like, or any muscle, your brain is a muscle, right? So
Yeah.
it's just
Gotta
training
train
it.
it.
You're
Yeah.
training it, yeah, to
Yeah.
think differently. And just doing baby steps is where the change happens, right? It's not going to change when you're like going from the extremities, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Nothing works that way. So when you do this little shift every day, you will feel your energy and your mindset change. And then when you're at a higher level of vibration, like in this happier state, then that's when you will find yourself in this mind and body connection where you can feel your happiness. Like when you feel happy, right? We've all felt happiness at least once
Yeah.
in our life. And you feel like so good in your body, right? Like it's just like this sensation you get. And you just know that it's happy. And then your brain triggers like, oh, you are happy, right? And you're
Yeah.
smiling and you just feel carefree. Like it's just this happy feeling that you'll know. And so when your body and mind are connected to this happiness vibration, you'll just know. And just gratitude is one of the best ways to just start. And then I also tell people to do like affirmations every
Yeah.
day of some self-love affirmations. Like,
Yeah.
I love
Give us some
yourself.
examples.
And it'd be, yeah. So what I would highly suggest, a lot of people don't like to do it, but
Yeah.
go in the mirror, like even when you're
Yeah.
brushing your teeth, before you brush your
Yeah.
teeth, just look at yourself or afterwards and just say, you are powerful, you are bright, and you're beautiful, or whatever makes you happy, because we
Yeah.
all have different affirmations, but I just like to make it very simple, very easy. And that just starts your day off with the right intention of like, oh, I am powerful. You're
Yeah.
telling yourself, even though you may
Ooh,
not believe
yeah.
it,
I'm gonna have to start doing
but if
that.
you, yes, it's such a powerful tool. And at first, it's weird, right? Because you never look at yourself to say nice things. We all look
Yeah.
in the mirror to say, ew, like, look at this stretch mark, or look, ew, 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 right? But like, what if we just go in the mirror to say nice things to ourselves every day? And then you'll start developing. I know a lot of my clients would keep going, going, and then they're like, wow, they start looking at themselves differently. Like, oh my God, I love my body. Like, thank you for giving me a kid. Like, instead, they used to say, oh, I got
Yeah.
stretch marks and I look so
Yeah.
fat and blah, blah, you know? And then you start seeing your mind shifting. It's just these little practices day to
Yeah.
day is what changes your freaking life. It's not like all these, you know, huge things. Like, yes, going to therapy is great, but it's a consistent thing, right? You go weekly or monthly, I don't know, but see, doing it consistently all the time is what
Yeah.
gets you to the end
Right.
result of what you want in your life. And that's what people, that's what I want to teach people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's possible, but are you willing to actually make those steps every day or a lot of the times, you know, to get there?
No, I love all of your tips. I
Right?
think that's a
Oh,
great place to
thank you.
get started.
Yeah.
Do you think that,
Cool.
like, if, say someone starts doing these steps, they do the gratitude journal, they're doing,
Yeah.
affirmations, and they still kind of feel
Yeah.
stuck. They're like, I don't know if I'm doing it right, or like, I'm, still feeling
Yeah.
stuck. I don't think I'm like getting this like positivity thing. Do you have a
Yeah.
tip to kind of get over that hump a little bit?
Yeah, you have to really trust yourself, and it may be something much deeper that it's okay to look for help, okay? Like sometimes it takes another person to help you bring you out of like whatever is really, really stuck in you. So if you can't get it out, that means there's some trauma in there that you need to go look for help to, like, either a, therapist or a coach or someone to just talk you through it. And that could be like the shift that really gets you over and helps you out. And it's okay because through my depression too, I actually saw a therapist for a couple months, and I didn't do it long term because I learned to do, overcome it myself. But I took the first steps to look for help, and that did help for a little period of time. And then I was like, I need it, but you got to start, and it's okay to ask for help.
No, that's a great point. Like asking for help, I think
Yeah.
that could be the thing that, helps people get over that, maybe the mountain that you can't climb on your own a little bit.
Yes.
'Cause there's a lot of
Yeah.
things that there's like the capital T trauma and like lowercase t trauma. We're talking about like lowercase t trauma, that you can do a lot of your self work to get
Yeah.
through to a
Yes.
place where you are more
Yeah.
individualized and like you're feeling more capable and like maybe more powerful to go achieve the things that you want. And a lot of it is the really small
Yeah.
things and the consistency of it, like you mentioned with doing
Yeah.
gratitude and affirmations and
Yeah.
being nice to
Yes.
yourself and all of that. So thank
Yeah.
you for explaining that. I
So,
know you've like
yeah.
mentioned this earlier about, how you feel like you found your purpose.
Yeah.
How did you know that was your purpose?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thanks for asking this. Actually, I didn't really know. So, I think self, like when you find your life purpose, it's like a journey. It's like you have to go through a journey, and then you'll start learning more and more about yourself, and then you'll like one day it'll click and be like, oh my gosh, okay, all these weird things lead up, or all the hardships lead up to where I'm supposed to be. And so it wasn't just one event. It just like kind of led me to it. So it started with like my infertility journey and then me being a life coach. And then that developed more. And I was like, okay, I really want to help people, but then how am I going to help people more than just coaching, right? And so then I got to be on this podcast, and then I got my own podcast. And then I was like, no, you have this feeling in you, like you're like, okay, it's not really there yet, right? You're like, okay, I'm pretty close, like you just have a hunch. Right when the Bliss Life concept came, then that was like, okay, wow, I'm meant, like I felt it in my bones and body, like this is what I'm meant to do, this is my purpose, like all these things led up to that thing. And then I just got clarity out of nowhere. But it's like you got to follow your hunch, and it's a journey. And people, some people have it and they're born and they're like, okay, I know I'm meant to be a monk and this is what I'm meant to do. Some people just have that. Or some of us take a journey to get there. But it's possible, And as long as you have hope, and if that's your intention, I think that's a key thing too. Like, what is your intention? Like, do you really, really want to figure out what your life purpose is? And if you do, like your guides or angels or your higher self will lead you to that. But is that your intention? I think like a lot of us don't even think about it. Like, oh, what's my life purpose here on earth? Like, some people just want to live life and be a parent or something, and they think that's their life purpose. And that's
And that
okay.
can
That's
be,
their life purpose. Yeah, that could be their life purpose. But people like us, like who want to help others, is like, okay, yeah, like you just feel like, okay, something's not enough, right? There's like this not enough component, that feeling that you get, so you're searching for it. And so You just have to keep going and just trust that you will figure out your life purpose. And everything that you were taught leads you to that path. And so it's been a journey, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that response because it definitely makes me feel heard and encouraged because I'm going through that for myself right now where I want to have more purpose in life, but I don't think I've quite figured it out yet. And I think the push towards it, part of it was starting the podcast, and that was like,
I love
I don't
that.
know, like an internal nudge that, maybe this is something that I want to try and do. But I still don't think I have that like moment of clarity or like certainty of like just knowing that like, oh, this is it or something. And for all I know, maybe I'll just like not really have that moment, but it could be a slow burn. Who knows?
No.
I do want to live a purpose-driven life, and I think that's a really hard thing to
I
do.
love that.
Let what we had talked about just being part of immigrant families that we didn't always get encouraged to go find our purpose. It was I think our parents were more in the boat of having a life that's sustainable, and it's amazing that they were able to do that. But the concept of purpose, it just didn't have space maybe in the first generation immigrant family culture. But as a I like to think myself as a 1.5, but I think people usually group me with second generation. But either way, I think second generation immigrants, they have more of an opportunity to be able to think about their purpose more and maybe work towards finding it and figuring it out. And I think we're kind of at the precipice of a lot of change in the world, so that also allows us to explore different things. But it's definitely confusing because when you're in it, you're like, I hope I'm doing the right thing. I hope this is like right for me. But even like us, as people who are self-aware and confident, and I like to think that I have those qualities, but it's never like 100%. Like confidence and self-awareness, it's linked, but your confidence can go up and down. But I think your self-worth should be consistent. And I think that.
But for sure, see, like, feel your gut and intuition that you know that you're meant for more. And I loved how you said that, you started this podcast because you knew that this was somewhere, a start for you. So this is just the beginning, and I'm just so excited. And I'm like so excited to see where your life purpose takes you, but this is your life purpose. Like, you're meant to help other people. So you have this podcast, but for sure it can grow. But the thing, if what I can give you a suggestion is just to really tap into your gut feeling and intuition, and don't doubt it. Like you kind of said, your confidence level goes up and down. Yes, I feel that for you. I feel that. I still go through that too sometimes. But in the end, it's like, be confident and like your intuition telling you. And that's another thing that a lot of us are so out of tune with our intuition because, right, we're always on our phones, we're always watching TV, or we're always drowning ourselves with like noise of some sort, like, going out, partying, etc. I don't know. But it's like we never take that time to just listen to ourselves. So, like, if that's your intention to figure out what your life purpose is, sit down and meditate and ask for that. And it'll come through and you're just like, what? Like, that's how the Bliss Soft Life came about, was when I was just having coffee and just being quiet, and then it popped in my head,
Trusting your
like
gut,
that's and that's when the beauty comes. And then I was like, no, this is crazy. I was like, doubting it for a bit, right? Because
totally.
who says that? Like, I thought I sounded crazy when I was trying to tell my husband. I was like, oh my God, babe, I just came up with this concept. And he was just like, what? He's like, oh my God, I love it though. Like, that totally makes sense. Like, I love that for you. And I was like, and you'll just know, like, you'll just know. And I'm just so excited to see you go through that. And
Yeah, I appreciate
like
that.
main thing, yeah. But the main thing is, follow your gut intuition and it'll lead you to something. And when you know, you'll just feel it. You'll just be like, ah, you'll just feel bliss. And this is what I'm talking about, the bliss of life. Like, when you're living out your life purpose, you'll feel bliss and softness. And you're just like, oh my God, this is why I've had to go through all these hardships to be where, I'm meant to do or meant to, live. It's beautiful.
No, absolutely. I will for sure update you, and I'm sure we'll keep up with each other. And I'll be
Yes.
sure to send you a message when I have my own moment of like, I think I got it, But no, I appreciate that so much, and I'm
Yes.
just like listening so intently
Of course.
because you're totally right. You're spot on about trusting your gut, and you just have
Yeah.
to go through the process. And I'm like
Yeah.
curious to know, people who are listening, if they're going through the same,
Yes.
finding your purpose
Yes.
journey. I think feel free to reach out to either Kathy or myself. Like I think either of us would love
Yeah.
to hear other people's story of what they're going
Yeah.
through. The last question that I want to ask you today, and we've kind of
Yes.
talked about it throughout the episode today,
Yeah.
but how can people tap into their higher energy? Like, how do you become a high value person?
Yeah, so thank you for this question because everything is energy, okay? Everything. So, okay, we're here on Earth. So, Earth is like a, this might sound a little woo-woo for you guys, just FYI. But, okay, Earth is a low vibrational place. So, this is why our soul comes here to learn and expand. It's like, going to college so you can like upgrade yourself very quickly. Because, being here is a low vibrational thing, and your soul is a very high vibrational thing, and we cannot take all our soul to this earth, so we take pieces. Okay? So, if you want to be at a high vibration, you have to be happy. Okay? And I know a lot of us are not happy. We're stressed out. We're overwhelmed. We're not confident. That's why self-love is so important. Self-care, loving yourself, being confident. And just knowing and trusting that you are this beautiful, amazing soul being, just trusting that is another thing that you can do for yourself to get at a higher vibration, right? And it's just very simple. I mean, it doesn't have to be crazy complex, but right? Everything, the power moving needle things are always the most simplest, easiest things. So that's what I want people to get away at is
Interesting.
yes. The simplest, easiest things is the moving needle things, but you have to do it constantly or consistently to have it work in your life, right? People are always like, oh, I don't see it. Like right away, I'm gonna stop. That's the main reason why people stop, right? They don't trust. They don't keep following through. So they just give up, right? So when you want to be at a higher vibration, you have to be happy. You have to know yourself. Love yourself and do the things that make you happy. It's just that simple. But I'm sorry, when I say it's simple, but a lot of people do not do this or even know what makes them happy, right? So, like, just finding happiness in your daily life will raise your vibration immensely. And then surrounding yourself with like-minded people, don't hang out with toxic people or people that suck your energy. You'll know.
Definitely.
Right, you'll definitely know when you hang out with a person and you're like, you feel drained after, you're like, they're sucking your energy. You gotta let them go, or just hang out with them less, or when you are hanging out with them, shield your energy from that, right? So, you need to just really start loving yourself and just tap into your soul and the higher, being that you are, and you'll just raise your vibration. And when you are living in this state, literally you are in a bliss off life. Like everything's just so much easier, so much more bliss, so much more contentment. You're just more happy, you're more confident. That's what I want everybody to live life as, because I wish I knew this at a younger age. I wish I knew this growing up, but now being 35, I'm like, now I want people to know you can change your life at any age and you can do this work. Anybody can be happy at any age, And I just want to let people know that we are powerful beings, that you are freaking powerful and amazing. And you want to raise your vibration and live happy life, you can do that. Anybody can do that.
I love that. I love the way that you broke
Oh,
it
thank you.
down, and it's so interesting to hear the spiritual side of it too, and how you tied that into actions that you can take as a person, and how everything is within your control. I think that adds a lot of different things that people can think about. And thank you so much for sharing
Yes.
that. And I think that really
Of course.
ties in together with the conversation that we've had today as well. And I'm just loving hearing everything that you have to say, and thank you so much for coming on and like all the things that you've shared.
Yeah.
I can't wait for people to listen to this conversation, and I hope that
Oh.
everyone finds it as insightful.
Thank you for even allowing me to come on, talk about, this
Course.
topic. And so this was beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you for coming on.